This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz, and it's a great joy to share 4.5 minutes or so this morning. Morning devotions, talking yesterday about handling personal conflict. What a question that is. How do you diffuse this emotional bomb called anger and the conflict you have once that countdown has begun? You feel yourself getting angry. Well, I think the only answer really is the power of Jesus. He's the only one who can actually control the emotions and put them in the right direction. And why I'm saying that is because Paul, the apostle, said in Philippians 4:13 these great words, "Christ gives me the strength to face everything." That's Philippians 4:13. Christ gives me the strength to face everything, even that difficult person. It's crucial here to remember that anger is not intrinsically wrong. I've spoken about this in morning devotions because Jesus became angry on occasions. Have a look in Matthew 21. You'll read there a particular event where he really did get angry. But I think a key principle for handling anger is a tremendous statement in Ephesians 4, where it says again, "Be angry and yet do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger and do not give the devil an opportunity." Have you ever gone to bed at night with this problem of an argument that's unsettled? How do you feel the next morning? Well, more than likely, the sensation of weight on your heart, as it were, has grown, and you could feel actually physically ill because you just did not resolve that problem. Your own health and well-being are not the only reasons you need to get this sorted out, because we don't want to become bitter. When a hurt is not addressed, it works its way down in our heart, in our body. Bitterness is this lack of forgiveness that actually takes root and spreads into every area of life. Don't be concerned about making yourself heard. We're talking about how to handle this personal conflict that might come. Why I'm saying that is learn to be a good listener. The hope to diffuse this intense problem can actually have a better chance if you just calmly listen to the other person's point of view. Now again, the Bible says you should be quick to listen and slow to speak or get angry if you are angry. This is what James said, James 1. You can't do any of the good things that God wants done. That's James 1, 19-20. So be quick to listen. And this old principle of counting to 10 before you speak, that's not a bad idea. Of course, I think God wants you to do far more than just engage in some simple a mental exercise. He wants you to pray about these things, read what the Word of God says about particular situations, and ask Him to help you to demonstrate that love to another person, even though you might not feel like it. Be truthful. Don't seek to avoid the situation. It's always, I guess, better to deal with this issue directly. The Bible says, stop lying to each other. Colossians 3:9. You've given up your old way of life with its habits. So what that means is to speak in love, the words that will build up another person. And in Ephesians 4:29, it says, say the right thing at the right time and help others by what you say. Good advice again. Of course, where else could we go but look at Jesus and his compassion for other people? When Jesus met people, what did he do? As I read it, he accepted people as they were. He believed in them and what they would become. And you can read in John 4, John 8, and Luke 19, these tremendous areas of where Jesus accepted people. The woman at the well, for example, he accepted her. The woman caught in adultery, who was going to be killed. Jesus accepted that woman. And Zacchaeus, who was a dishonest tax collector, he met these people as they were. For Jesus, people were his top priority. He established that priority. He gave them worth by putting their needs before any rules and regulations of that time. And believe you me, there were a lot of those. He involved himself in the lives of people, considered to be the worst of sinners. So if there's conflict happening in your life, you should know that the outcome of whatever it is not in your hands. You can't force someone to listen to you or forgive you or change you. Only God can do that. You can only be responsible for yourself and your own relationship with God. There might be great hurts, but we can trust God. As it says in Romans 12:19, don't try and get even. Let God take revenge, for you see, God is close to the brokenhearted. Thank you, Heavenly Father. These are the words we need to hear. So help us to understand. I pray for Jesus' sake.